in doing that, I found out that I myself was the Seeker.
This is one they have recorded. It's their latest single, and it's in the charts. Coming to you now live, this is The Seeker.
I've looked under chairs, I looked under tables. I tried to find the key to 50 million fables. They call me The Seeker. I've been searching low and high. I won't get to give what I'm after.
That was the first segment of Who's On First on this second episode. Next up, you'll find out What's On Second. So What's On Second is a segment when I play a song that, if you probably didn't guess it, has what in the title of the song, and you probably didn't guess that because it's kind of a weird bit. But What's On Second? Well, right now, my buddy Mark, who we will talk to later, he's currently in a war films course or something of the sort. So this one seemed pretty easy to pull out of the vinyl. This is my favorite band named after a sauce and my state capital, Buffalo Springfields. Ever played war films for what it's worth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance.
from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
That was For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. I Don't Know is on third and is the final segment that has a bit along with it. For this segment, I shuffle my phone and choose the song from the top five clean songs of the shuffle. We don't do dirty words here, just dirty work. This week we got a goodie coming from a fantastic artist who hails from the same country as one of Mark and my buddies, Noah Brown. This is Gordon Lightfoot singing Song for a Winter's Night.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you alone are true, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh. Just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you, and to be once again with you.
That was Song for Winter's Night by Gordon Lightfoot. It's a personal favorite. And there's also an amazing cover, funnily enough, because I mentioned the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour last week. There's a great cover of that song by none other than Harry Belafonte that I highly suggest you check it out. The other options for that segment were All I Ever Wanted from the Prince of Egypt soundtrack, Fly by Sugar Ray featuring Supercat, Lovin' on You by Luke Combs, Sonia and Natasha from Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 Broadway soundtrack. So it was eclectic, but I hope you enjoyed this episode's I Don't Know on Third. Now, we've got even more fun coming up. Like an endoscopy, we get a great good look inside during this show, so it's time for another interview. Here with me today is my good pal Mark, who's pretty well known, especially for the things he does. I had Mark randomly pick one of the lists I have found of questions online of fun questions, funny questions, etc. He unknowingly chose an article from Thought Catalog that lists 50 questions to ask your crush to see if they're right for you. Then I asked for some random numbers and found those correlating questions in the article. And finally, I've got one surprise question. We're going to start with these and see where they lead us. Hopefully, Mark and I will find out if we're right for each other. I think all signs point to maybe. First, I'd also like to point out that Mark is wearing a Bruce Springsteen costume, and I am David Spade as my costume for now. We've both got even better ones coming up later, but for now, that's what we are. So, Mark, I'd like to thank you for being here first.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, so I hope you're ready, because you were definitely curious about what this might entail.
I am so nervous. I am terrified.
The first question that you did not know you chose is, what most likely to superlative would you be most honored to receive?
Well, what a question. Well, if you asked me this question 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I think I would have said, most likely to impress mom and dad, something like that. Most likely to want to bring home to mom and dad. But I think I've grown a bit, and I would love to. This is corny, but most likely to sit down and get a drink with, any type of beverage, doesn't have to be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. No sponsorships here, but someone that you could see yourself kicking back with and enjoying the idle time we have on this.
So what you're saying is parents hate you now. You are not the guy that you're
changed,
super free.
I've changed a bit.
Yeah. I definitely see that as a superlative for you. I would love to see a movie with you or kick back or et cetera with you. And we often do those activities.
It's one big privilege.
For me, I think the most likely to superlative, I think most likely to make you feel like you matter would be a nice one to receive. I think I try to give that to other people, and I think it'd be something that deep down I would appreciate if that was my legacy in the high school superlative sense. Next question. If you were a performing artist, what would you title your first album? I like this one for you a lot. This will be fun, although you're kind of on the spot.
Goonish Tomfoolery.
Goonish Tomfoolery. That was fast, and that was definitely on brand. Can you elaborate why, or that just, it came to you?
As a concept, I want this to be whatever my listener wants it to be. And I think we can all identify at least a little bit with some goonish tomfoolery. There's always time and space in our life for a little more radical, goonish tomfoolery.
Yeah. This one's definitely a tough one. Kanye, who we both appreciate.
Yeah.
He did just come up with Jesus is King.
Yeah.
I would like David is King.
David is King.
Yeah, because
King David.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's applicable.
Yeah, it's a little bit more.
It's historical.
In character with our roots.
Our roots of Judaism.
Yeah.
But that said, I could also go with Carbon Dionysus, which is the production company our buddy Noah and I have discussed creating one day.
Carbon Dionysus.
Yeah. Do you believe in karma?
Yeah, Yeah, I definitely think there's some spirits out there that give back to you what you put out in the universe. Definitely.
You do?
Yeah.
That's very, very on brand. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like you are someone who definitely loves the good energy and likes to give that, and in turn, I would hope to say that you receive it. I feel like you are a good receptacle as well as a, and you're changing chairs on me. It's throwing me off, but.
Well, on that note, I'd like to say that, like, I think of myself as a pretty rational person, and I think believing in karma is incredibly irrational, but I think it's nice to believe in the golden rule, do unto others as you would want done to you, and, you know, why shouldn't we live that way?
Yeah. So, I just found $5, and, all right, I'm gonna pass it on. It's one of those things, and one of my favorite guys on Twitter, who's also a writer at this wonderful place called The Ringer, please hire me.
Shameless but, plug.
His name is Shay Serrano, and he is an author of 3 bestsellers and also a writer for The Ringer. And on Twitter, he is just the most generous guy. He gives away books, he gives money, and the whole point of the FOH army, as he calls it, is keep passing it on. So he'll Venmo someone so they can pay their bill this month that they've been struggling with, and all he says is pass it on. And I think it's kind of wonderful to see the internet do something as positive as that these days.
Yeah, well, I think it speaks to, like, we have no idea what's going on in other people's lives, and if you can better someone else even in the smallest way, like, that's just be a good person. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's easy and hard to do so, you have no idea the change that you can impact on someone.
Yeah. Final question that you randomly chose.
Yeah, hit me.
Giant house in a subdivision or tiny house somewhere with a view?
Wow. The romantic in me wants to say tiny house with a view, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Constantly searching, seeking that horizon, looking out, endless opportunity. It could get lonely, but definitely some time for pondering and growth, development.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day I'm in that tiny that subdivision. But for now, I want that horizon.
I like that. Yeah. I'm very, very college post-grad soon of you.
Of course.
Yeah, I kind of cheat this question because my grand goal, my grand scheme is, like, move out to LA, do my thing there for a while. But then eventually I'd like to end up back in my house in Chicago.
Yeah.
But with I'd like to live part-time on a dude ranch somewhere in Idaho or Wyoming.
You're pretty
you
duty.
Kind of, yeah, that's what they say. So I think that'd be a great best of both worlds, but I definitely see the appeal for both. And I think they both speak to who you are at certain points in your life. I think everyone can fit into that giant house in the subdivision or the tiny house somewhere with a view, depending on where they are.
Yeah, I think the reality is we are neither both extremes, and that's why most of us end up somewhere in between.
Absolutely, but, yeah. And now is my favorite time, because now is time for the question that I have come up with. Although some might say that I did not come up with it, because it's oft been asked since 2000, when the Baha Men posed it. This philosophical question has plagued my days ever since. So, Mark, can you tell me, who let the dogs out? Who?
Usually, the answer that we've been seeking for so long is right under our nose this whole time.
Oh, gosh.
Undoubtedly, David Shepherd let the dogs out.
David Shepherd is our friend. He is not a shepherd, but he is a shepherd.
He's a shepherd.
And shepherds do let the dogs out.
One could argue a sheepdog.
That, yeah.
So, he let the dogs out, unquestionably, yeah. Undeniably.
You know, I have a theory. The dogs let themselves out. Think
sure.
about it.
Sovereignty.
Think about it. Maybe the dogs were never in. Yeah. I'm just going to leave the listeners with that as I take me to, and us to, sorry, Mark. I take us to a PSA handpicked by myself, as Borat says, the king in the castle. This is a numbers to think about PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners. Well, 100% of its prisoners, I'd say. Sorry. But incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. That's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So that's also something to think about. And I appreciate you sticking with Mark and I while we do the interview. It was an outstanding interview. And By that, I mean Mark is no longer standing in here. He's out waving to me through the window. Before I sent him outside, though, he chose a few songs for us, and I chose one of them to play in this next slot because I rule this show with an iron fist, and trust me, it's a lot harder to lift than the plastic fist I used to rule with. This is from Kanye's new album, Use This Gospel, by Kanye West, featuring Clips and Kenny G.
It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
Greatest in my bed undercovers when undercovers had raided. My presence is happy, belated, fashionably late. I'm just glad that you made it. The best is yet to come. I'm just glad that you waited. They all say they real till it's time to appraise it. I seen them come and go. You only the latest, but who am I to judge? I'm crooked as Vegas.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those. And in my arrogance, took a camera pose. Caught with a trunk, a Barry Manilow. They sing a different tune when the slammer close. From the concrete grew a rose. They give you rave talk, I give you faith talk. Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
I love playing that song on the radio because it makes people think, probably as they're getting out of the car, that they're leaving their car door open. So I think that's hilarious. But that last song was off of Kanye West's most recent and first official gospel album, At the Behest of Mark. For the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some songs that I love. Some will be spooky due to this special air date, but others will just be fun. Regardless, these are songs I listen to by headphones, by speakers, or in my head sometimes. Away we go. The first one is by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. This is a spooky little tale that I actually heard a lot growing up from our jukebox at home. So this one goes out to my home.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
That was Little Red Riding Hood by The Shams and The Pharaohs, I think. The Sam the Sham and The Pharaohs, but that's a classic, definitely spooky for this Halloween day. Next up is a less spooky, more poppy, but a classic and definitely a hidden gem on what was one of the more popular albums of my youth. This is from Bruno Mars's Doo-Wops and Hooligans, and it is The Other Side featuring CeeLo Green and B.O.B.
I'm complicated. You're as straight as they come. You go about your day, baby, while I hide from the sun. It's better if you don't understand, 'cause you won't know what it's like until you
insomnia, 'cause this ain't Wonderland, a damn show ain't Narnia. Like once you cross the line,
You can't change your mind. Yeah, I'm a monster, but I'm no Frankenstein. And quite frankly, I've been feeling insane in between my eyes. I really can't explain what I feel inside. If you knew what I was, you'd run and hide. Really, I've tried to go into the night and cross over the line and come back alive. But that's the price we're paying when we living on the other side.
That was The Other Side by Bruno Mars featuring CeeLo Green and B.O.B., which officially means that I have fulfilled my quota of at least one B.O.B. or Jason Derulo or similar type song, as those guys really did define my childhood. You'll find that they become kind of staples along with The Who in this show, Who's On First. Next up, I've got a song that is one of the great rock songs, but also it has a really fun backstory that seems pretty personal to me. One of my favorite books ever is called The Master and Margarita. It's by Mikhail Bulgakov, and it is a Russian translated to English book that was written in secret, in hiding, during some of the worst times during communist Russia. And Bulgakov was burning chapters that he thought were too overt, and all of that in between his publishing of the book and writing, and it's pretty impressive. All of that is besides the point, except for a young man who then ended up singing lead for the Rolling Stones, who still has a passion for reading, got his hands on this book and figured, hey, maybe I could write a pretty great song. So here is the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil, based off of Mikhail Bulgakov's The Master and Margarita.
Time for change. Killed the song.
That was Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, written by Mick Jagger after reading a book. It just goes to show you, reading is fun, kids, and it can get you a lot of money. Next up is a song that's really a theme song for a show that Mark and I love that is called Succession. It's on HBO. It's really fantastic. We highly recommend it. And the coolest part about this theme song is they just had none other than Pusha T, the famous rapper. He did his own remix of it, and here it is for you to enjoy. This is Puppet's Succession Remix by Nicholas Britell and Pusha T.
If you love me, please don't judge me. Got my hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just a puppet here. If you wanna place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it can't fear.
When your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there.
In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare, but your father's picking who remains here.
It's a power struggle, it's a tug of war that's amongst the kids, and it ain't fair.
Yeah. Who gon' stop the pain? Who gon' block the drain? Who gon' stop the shame? We are not the same. Walking a tightrope, ain't a lifeboat, nope. Just a free fall when I leave y'all, whoa.
If you love me, please don't judge me. Got my hands tied, the power's above me. My bloodline was not chosen. Ooh. This bank account is not frozen. This thing of ours is not broken. What's understood is not spoken. If you love me, please don't judge me. Don't judge me. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree, yeah. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree, yeah.
That was Nicholas Britell's Succession theme song remixed by Pusha T. Now it's time for a song that was a song I listened to basically nonstop last year. It's from what has to be the greatest MTV Unplugged episode of all time. And it's properly spooky if you know what happens to the lead singer and at what place he's in when he sings this just heartbreakingly beautiful rendition of the Nirvana song, Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, when did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. Girl, my girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night. Just about a mile from here, his head was found in a driving wheel, but his body never was found.
girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through.
That was the heartbreaking rendition by Nirvana and Kurt Cobain of Where Did You Sleep Last Night during the Unplugged MTV aired special. Next up, another spooky song by a pop artist, Billie Eilish's Bury a Friend.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wanting? Do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass. Staple your tongue. Bury a friend. Try to wake up. Cannibal class. Killing the sun. Bury a friend. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class. I wanna end me.
Yeah.
fall asleep, where do we go?
Got messy. I just know I got to nudge them. The beginning is always followed by an end. In the in-between time, I'm not running or riding. See, things do come around and make sense eventually. Things do come around, but some things trouble me. The people I've met and the places I've been all will make me the man I so proudly am. But I wanna know one thing: when did I become a ghost? Most confused about the world I live in. The thing that I'm lonely where I probably am. One thing that still gets me: when did I become a ghost? Rather find out the hard way. You should tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. I keep with my stroll, I'm not running or riding. See, things do come around and make sense eventually. Things do come around, but some things still trouble me.
Was Kid Cudi with Ghost following up Billie Eilish's Bury a Friend. Both spooky songs and round out our spooky Halloween edition of Who's On First. Thank you so much for listening to this episode with me, DJ David Meyer, and my buddy Mark. You can catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. This Halloween, just like my uncle once told me, although not about Halloween, David, stay away from the booze. Get it? Okay, no one's laughing. Stay safe this Halloween. Have a treat. Mark also would like to promote both the yerba mate drink and yoga, which, as soon as Mark or I show up, becomes hot yoga. Am I right? You can download this for up to 2 weeks to have forever in your possession online at WMFO.org, or just listen to it and say, I do not need this on my computer forever. I hope you enjoyed this Halloween semi-themed program on WMFO 91.5 Medford. Have a great week. I'm excited to be back next Thursday, same time, same place. This has been Who's On First, and to finish it off, a man who Mark and I both love and will be seeing in theaters in an hour and a half, the only way to dance and the only way to do Halloween. Here is Dancing in the Dark by the boss himself, Bruce Springsteen, to play us out.
Baby, I just know you.